What's up, guys? How you guys doing? Welcome into today's episode. Today is gonna be a funny, interesting episode because right now I am at the mall in Colombia, and I decided to bring my laptop and my headphones just to, I don't know, talk, have a podcast while I am at the mall and like a weirdo. Actually, also I want to also test out my mic. And also, I want to test out this software I have for a podcast, which it removes the background noise. So you probably can't even hear nobody talking. You can't hear the music. Hopefully, you can't. I think you won't be able to listen to no music, no sounds. It's quite loud here, but you're gonna see how good my software is. Today or before I talk about today's topic, I want to kind of show you, give you a visual element. To my left are people eating. Some people are eating different foods at the, because right now I'm at the food court, but people are eating different foods. They have KFC. An interesting fact that I learned recently, KFC has more locations in the world than McDonald's. I did not know that. It was very, very interesting. I don't know why that is interesting to me, but KFC has more locations. So, in fact, KFC is more popular than McDonald's. Did you guys even know that? Right now I'm sitting right in front of KFC. I think I might have KFC, actually. And to my right, I have a Peruvian restaurant, and they have ceviche too. And then to my right, when I'm looking back because I see people staring at me, is a beautiful girl. Hey, what's your name? And to my behind me is like some Chinese restaurants. But so today we're gonna talk about brain fog. I don't know if you guys know what the meaning of brain fog is, but brain fog is known for is when you have like this mental, like when you're thinking and you can't really think clearly. So it's like a mental reduction in mental clarity. So it's when people feel like their thinking is unclear. And it happens mainly when you eat certain foods, or maybe you're feeling sick, so you're not able to think clearly as possible. You can't think the best way, right? So one reason for brain fog is how our body reacts to food, particularly foods high in sugar, high in carbohydrates. This topic is quite interesting to me, and maybe it might be interesting to you. Because when did you guys ever notice, like, let's say you're working, or let's say you're studying, and you have like lunch, and you have a big lunch, right? Or you have a sugar, you crave sugar, so you want to eat some sugar. Do you ever notice how you feel? Many of you guys probably might know I'm on like a keto diet. I've been doing pretty bad on my keto diet actually right now. Because I'm eating whatever now, because I'm not disciplined at the moment, but I'm trying to get back on track. And keto diet is pretty much you don't eat a lot of carbohydrates, you eat highly protein food. So I notice whenever I eat a lot of carbs, like rice, pasta, pizza, I have like a crash, right? Making my brain work, improperly. So it doesn't function properly when I have all these carbohydrates and sugar, you know. So one thing that you do to combat brain fog is to have a keto diet. So eat a lot of protein. I eat a lot of omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, food like this, right, to help reduce my body's inflammation. Try to limit glucose or sugar. So yeah, I try to eat, if I'm gonna eat something, I'm gonna have like eggs or spinach or salad during the day, and then during the afternoon I'll have like a bigger meal. And I've noticed that my clarity, my brain fog has reduced, and I'm more efficient and more effective. So yeah, that's something that I notice when I eat, right? So food plays a huge role in how your body works and how your brain thinks, right? So I try to avoid a lot of carbohydrates to slow down the rise of my blood sugar after a meal to prevent my brain fog. So yeah, so that's something that I just wanted to talk to you guys about. How do you guys feel whenever you guys are eating a big meal with a lot of carbohydrates, or you're having like sugar, eating some Skittles and some chocolate or whatever it might be? How do you feel? Are you effective, or is it just me that has this brain fog? But yeah, that's gonna conclude this episode, guys. Not too long. And yeah, I'll catch you guys in the next episode.